131. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who has the key to your locked loot box, Wombat.
And your heart.
And your heart, Wombat.
That's better.
And your shipwreck, Wombat.
No, I don't have the key to the shipwreck. Shipwreck is...
Oh, I have a key to Shipwreck's house. You don't have one?
No.
Oh, I have one just in case.
I find that suspicious.
Just in case, just in case I get locked out, I just have GP fly in, feed the cats.
I locked out of my house again. How soon can you get here? Wednesday? I can wait.
I'm flexible. No, it's in case I get kicked out of the house, so I can just let myself in and not.
That is significantly more plausible.
Right. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's a lot of good things to talk about this week. I'm actually pretty excited for the show. I've been looking forward to it because it's a lot of hot topics, I feel.
2 minutes and 30 seconds in the microwave, you get yourself a hot topic.
I would not eat that. I would hope that I could find something better.
Yeah, you never know.
Today's episode brought to you by Hot Pockets.
Ooh, that would be a... That'd be a lot of money.
Yeah, actually, that's let's not.
We were on that hot topic, Hot Pocket.
I would be happy with either
gravy train.
Yeah, either one as a sponsor.
Do they have ones with gravy inside?
I mean, some people call red sauce gravy, so you could say yes.
I feel like if there was one that was just like a biscuits and gravy for breakfast, you would have had that before.
I'm not a big fan of biscuits and gravy.
They have breakfast Hot Pockets? Oh, I'm sure, of course they do.
Yeah, they have bacon.
As the words were coming out of my mouth, I realized how dumb it sounded.
Yeah, it's just eggs and cheese.
Right, it's so easy.
Yeah.
It seems like gravy and biscuit type material would be a pretty easy
Well, I think the problem would be is that gravy itself is very... I mean, unless it's like a very... like you're talking breakfast, like sausage gravy, the white...
Yeah. Yeah, just sausage gravy inside of a
biscuit...
Biscuit-like...
Pocket.
Dough.
Yeah. Do they have dessert Hot Pockets?
They do not, but they do make, like, Pillsbury makes things that are similar.
I should get a job at whatever giant conglomerate makes Hot Pockets. Coming up with the hot ideas.
I want to say it's like Nestle.
I mean, there's only six companies that make food, basically.
Yes.
I used to know this when I was reading that Salt, Sugar, Fat book, which company was which.
It's not that many to choose from.
No, there's only like three. Right.
Anyway, yeah, I'm a little under the weather today, so I'm not sure. I feel like I have a lot of energy right now.
Get in line.
I just had a medium latte, so I do have some energy, but I'm not expecting to go the distance tonight.
I had a big bowl of soup. I picked the right week to pick soup from HelloFresh.
Did you have the with the noodles?
Yes, with the noodles and the pork.
Yeah, I had that tonight, too.
Oh, it's good.
I'm doing that it's tomorrow.
Good. Did you throw all the noodles in?
We did not. Well, here's the thing. We made it yesterday, and my wife didn't. We had enough soup left over where I made more of it tonight. Like, I threw in the rest of the noodles and just reheated the broth.
I just made it all in one go, because it told me to use half a bag of soba noodles or whatever.
You always ignore that.
And I'm like, what am I going to do with another
half a bag of
half a bag of noodles?
Here? I found a use for them. You saved the leftover broth and made another bowl tonight.
It goes great.
Well, that's the same as making it all at once, though.
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
I just didn't have to cook twice.
Six in one hand, half in the other. But yeah,
I was so happy that we didn't have to do any ads tonight. And
here we are,
talking Hot Pockets.
We worked one in.
HelloFresh.
We're nothing but ads this show.
Yep. We're like the NASCAR of podcasts. Speaking of NASCAR, don't forget to watch NASCAR. This.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the reason I'm under the weather is because I went to Thai school last night, and there was, you know, when they, you know, every school event basically at his school is overattended because the whole family show comes, like the extended family comes.
I can relate. I had to do one of those on Tuesday.
And you know, it's like it's the winter time. Everyone's got like their jackets with them. There's not enough room to sit. Everyone's in the gym. It was in the gym, like in.
Oh no,
the,
ours was the high school auditorium.
The auditorium is just as bad, to be honest. But the gym was on the bleachers, so it's very precarious. You got all these people who are, you know, like me, old people like me in their mid-40s who are like not sure if they're going to be able to squeeze by people climbing up bleachers. And it's like a billion degrees in there. We were watching Ty's dancing competition. There was a...
And his class won, I saw.
His school won. His school won.
Oh, school won.
It was, it was like a Long Island-wide competition.
Oh.
Maybe just Nassau County.
I don't know. I'm Nassau County. My school did not participate.
Does your school do dancing classrooms?
It does not do dancing classrooms.
Then you would not be here. It's only for the schools that do the dancing classrooms, which is, there's a documentary about that called Mad Hot Ballroom, which is like how that program started. And I think it was either in Brooklyn or the Bronx, some downtrodden area. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, except now I feel like I'm going to die. But Thai school won, and it was like really exciting. Can you tell how excited I am?
Mm-hmm. I'm all ears or something.
Yeah. And so let's do some show feedback, because there's a lot of things we got to talk about, important things.
Sure. Mark Hand had to say that he loves the NPD reports and wants to know if the next time we could just go down the list from 10 to 1. I mean, I guess we could. I think people would get bored of that.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I don't know. I don't think so. He says, love your commentary on it as well. I don't think that's sarcasm. I think that's genuine.
That sounds like sarcasm.
No one's ever said that and meant it, so I'm thinking it's sarcasm. No,
let us know.
To me, it seems, if you could run down the list really quick, then that's one thing. But you can't really dwell on each game and talk about each game. I think we do a good job of self-editing.
That's what this show is all about.
NBA 2K18.
Right. Yeah.
It's here still.
And Apathy Lad, talking about my tooth extraction from last week, said, I am not an expert, but keeping old teeth does not seem sanitary. I recall receiving a small plastic box with my teeth in it. They seem to decay over time. I did ask my wife what she does with the teeth.
Oh.
And she does keep them.
Where?
In a box. And apparently, as recently as like a couple of days ago, because I asked her tonight before we did the show, she had reorganized the teeth as recently as this week. I did not ask for details on what reorganizing the teeth means. God.
You shouldn't have said anything, dude. You mentioned it, and she's like, oh, shit, I haven't fucked with these teeth in a while.
Well, no, this was before she...
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I just reorganized them. I'm like, I don't even want to know what that means.
Do they sell like little kits where you can put them in order? Like,
I don't know. It's like,
where you're making little
mouse? Is
she
making a doll?
I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Just a
shout out to Apathy Lad, though. He's been around forever, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 10 years almost.
There you go. So, and do we want to do the other half of his comment, or we don't care?
Read it. Fuck it.
I agree.
He's been listening for 9 years, I think.
Okay, then. I agree with you guys on the Nintendo Labo. It doesn't seem very durable. Also, having cardboard shells just lying around doesn't appeal to me. They don't look cool to display either. Kids may still like it, but I'm not sure if it'll really do much in the long term for them. That's really my issue with it. It's like, I just don't need this stuff.
It doesn't matter. Like, they're going to sell so many.
Oh, I know. Nintendo That's
fans
fine.
Gonna go nuts.
Hooray for them. Hooray for me. Hooray for everybody.
I've been eating that Super Mario cereal.
It's okay.
It's not very good.
No.
I've got 4 boxes.
You know what I don't like? Why?
Because Gretchen knew I was looking for it, and she found it.
So she bought four.
She bought four boxes of it. It's the same reason I have a bunch of Ecto Cooler.
One box is enough. It's not like it's four different amiibos.
I'm on box number two.
Ew! It's not that good.
I heard it's actually very bad. From what I heard, I saw Justin McElroy say it was very bad. In fact,
it's not a good.
It
cereal.
Is not a good it's, cereal. It's fruit flavored puffs, but with marshmallows. And it doesn't need both. And B, it does. It should be like more it less flavor in the cereal if you're going to include the marshmallows. Otherwise, right. They compete with each other in the bowl, and it doesn't quite work. Also, cereal marshmallows. Yes. I know when you're a kid, they seem like the greatest thing in the world. Yes. As an adult, they could go fuck themselves.
How old are you, Wombat?
I'm still into them.
Wombat, how old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40, and Shipwreck's like a couple years younger.
Yeah, so he's got time.
I will be 39 and a little over a week.
I was going to say, in like a couple of weeks.
I don't mean to sound like a joyless fucktard or anything, but when do you think you're going to stop eating children's sugar cereal?
Like, well, I bought the box because I wanted the amiibo thing.
I've got two and a half more boxes.
But you probably have other cereal too, right?
No. Oh, no? Generally,
I don't have any other cereal.
Okay, okay.
I mean, you don't consider like Honey Nut Cheerios a kid cereal,
it is.
Right?
It's a sugar cereal.
Well, but
yeah, but it's an adult sugar.
Like
that's
that's as sugar laced as I get with my.
It's pretty sugar laced. It's quite sugar laced.
Uh huh.
We're talking marketing, basically, more or less.
Well, yeah. But I generally do the regular Cheerios or like some kind of fruit in with flakes.
Fruit and
dried fruit flakes, nuts. Sure.
Oh, like Raisin Bran kind of stuff?
Not the Raisin Bran. Because
raisins
like,
can go to hell. I just want to make that.
No, I'm good with raisins.
Have you tried the peanut butter chocolate Cheerios? Because they're 4 for $10 at my supermarket.
No, I said I like grape nuts. That's kind of that would be my go-to. But
that's like horse feed.
I know. I know it doesn't. It seems, if you look at me, you wouldn't believe it, but I actually prefer my cereals to have very little sugar and to be as, I have issues. That's really all I have to say.
I got to lose some weight. I ate too much junk food.
I'm not even going to talk about it.
I've been eating for breakfast now. I don't know how super healthy it is, but I really like full fat Greek yogurt, plain. You know, not low fat, not like.
But it's not sweetened.
It's not sweet. You put a few blueberries in there.
Okay. I'm sure that's better for you than you think.
It's a lot of protein. It does have sugar in it. It's just like, I don't think they add any. So it's.
Yeah. Does it unlock anything like in a video game?
There's no marketing to it. There's no colorful characters on the box. What do you call that thing? Tub. Dannon makes a good one now. Dannon.
They make like the Minions one, yeah.
No. It's Dannon with some
fake Danimals are very popular in my house. That's the little like smoothie bottles. Those are very popular in my house. With my children who need to gain weight. That's the other problem I have in this house, is that both my children need to gain weight.
Right. Yeah. So. Ty's like in that department too. He's basically like a stick. He's 10 years old and I can easily carry him with one arm. Like, I can manhandle him with one arm, like over my shoulder, like no problem. And I'm not like a particularly a strong man.
No.
Or a strong woman. Is that it for the show feedback?
I think so.
Okay. Fantastic then. Let's move on to Watch This, Bitches. I saw a movie that it was in 4K and on a disc. The first one that I've ever watched in my home, because Mrs. Cheapy wouldn't let me watch Sausage
Party. You finally got around to watching Sausage Party.
Mrs. Cheapy wouldn't let me watch Sausage Party. Well, she would. She just wouldn't watch it with me. We watched about 10 minutes of Sausage Party.
It's not very good, Sausage Party.
It's too many dick and vagina jokes. Like, you got to.
Well, that's all it is.
I know. You got to wait. You got to build into that. You can't just start with the dick and the vagina jokes. Anyway, Blade Runner 2049. I did not want to spend 3 hours in a movie theater, so instead I decided to spend $30 on the 4K disc.
Did you get the Steelbook?
Nah.
Oh,
I don't give a shit about that.
I did, but I have not watched this yet because Gretchen hasn't seen the original yet.
It's not necessary, at all.
Okay.
It's, you know, it might add some enjoyment. I guess it would add enjoyment if you, but I don't know. I mean, I think that actually that the sequel is better than the original. They're both long movies, but this, the 2049, it moves a little quicker. But in full disclosure, I must tell you that we watched it over two nights. So we,
of course you did.
We watched it because I'm old and I you know.
It's 3 hours.
It was 2 hours and 45 minutes. And, you know, so it's not 3 hours. In the theater, it's 3 hours after you get through all the trailers and commercials and stuff. But we watched 1 hour one night, an hour and 10 minutes, I think, the first night and the rest the second night. And it worked perfectly well. I don't think it, like, detracted from the experience at all. In fact, I think it probably helped it, if any. But the director did an amazing job of making it feel like the first movie, I think. And for a movie to come out today, like a sequel so many years later, it's pretty hard to pull this off successfully. And I know that commercially it wasn't a success.
Which makes it just like the original.
Yeah, so I guess that's not a big shocker, but – I mean, Mrs. Cheapy liked it too. We both really liked it. We seem to like these movies about androids and humanity. Like, we've watched TV shows about that. We've seen movies about it. And it's always interesting to sort of think about that. And Blade Runner 2049 gives you more to think about. I found
myself. Is that interesting to think about? Because I don't think I've ever thought about that.
I mean, you think about, like, okay, well, when you see, I don't know. I think it's, you're talking about, you know, if robots have intelligence and do they have a right to not be slaves? You know, that Beyond, what's not Beyond? Detroit. Becoming, what's it called? Detroit Human something, right?
I have no idea.
I mean, there's a game I'm really interested in. I can't even.
We're talking about video games?
David Cage game.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's, you know, it tackles that subject again, like using robots as slaves, humanity and robot, whatever. Blade Runner 2049 just adds more my thoughts on the subject and did a really good job. And it's not, didn't put any jokes in it, didn't put any pop culture references, just took an 80s movie and made a very serious sequel to it. It's pretty amazing that they were able to do that. Hopefully they can do that with RoboCop.
They won't.
You heard they're making a true sequel.
I'm saying they won't be good.
It won't be good? They already made the not good RoboCop, I feel.
Then they'll make another not good RoboCop.
They're
going
to continue.
They're going to make another not good RoboCop because there's no reason for it.
Was there any reason to make a Blade Runner sequel? No. And it seemed, most people probably thought it was a horrible idea, especially with Harrison Ford. Like, I mean, no matter what you think about this, The Force Awakens, Harrison Ford wasn't very good in it, right? You would agree.
Well, he hates his job.
He didn't want to be in that. He is fantastic in Blade Runner.
Good for him.
And he's, you know, he doesn't, he's at the end of the movie. He doesn't have a huge part.
Don't spoil it.
It's not a spoiler. But he's into it. You can see, like, he's trying. He's trying hard, and he's, like, a real actor.
I'm here for this movie.
He wanted to be in this movie.
Where are all the robots? Where are the robots at?
That's not a good Harrison Ford.
That's the best I got.
Horrible.
That's not bad.
Anyway, I highly recommend Blade Runner 2049. Watch it over two nights. If you're a lightweight,
like origami and robots.
All right. He was good, man. I wasn't expecting him to be good after seeing him in Star Wars.
Is Edward James almost in it?
I don't think so.
Who cares?
All right. How about some CAG shopping news? Some sad shopping news, Wombat. For us, anyway. Shipwreck has nothing to be sad.
It's not as bad for us as it looks.
Oh. Well, we're talking about the Toys R Us is closing just over 180 U.S. locations. But why is it not bad for us, Wami?
Because the two that they're closing by us are Babies R Us's.
Hey, not my childhood Toys R Us?
No. So unless you need some Similac.
I don't know what that is.
That's baby formula. Shipwreck knows all about that stuff, I'm sure.
It's not an,
I do.
It's not an explosive.
You put for every 2 ounces, you put in one scoop.
Oh, you buy the powder?
2 ounces of water, one scoop of Similac, the powder. Yeah,
we bought the liquid. Bottles of liquid.
Ooh, high dollar.
I know. Well, it's because Sabrina was on the Alimentin, which is the prescription one.
That would have gotten you a little bit of exercise, though, if you did the
shake it up. I was skinnier when Sabrina was born. I was skinnier when Elliot was born. I gained a lot of weight, though, with Elliot's pregnancy that I never quite lost.
Made you hungry.
I guess so.
Yeah, he's nervous.
So, yeah,
you're like, oh, my God, what the fuck am I going to do? I got another kid coming. I better eat this whole bag of Oreos while I think about it.
Yes, that is what happens.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how it is. Just drinking down the Similac that's sitting over there, too.
Let me make sure this is okay.
Oh, this tastes like vitamins and milk crushed together. Yeah, whatever.
At least it has the calories.
Yep.
It's interesting because I thought that when Toys R Us declared bankruptcy, when that news first passed, I thought I remembered reading that they were not allowed to close stores. I guess they had to get maybe they have to get like some sort of court order or something.
I don't know. Well, that was, and this is like the second round of the announcement. I don't understand. I don't know.
They may have to get permission to do this. Maybe this is just like what they're planning to do.
They say by April, it'll all be.
Yeah, the clearances start in February. Nice. As early as February.
Oh, wow. Okay. Huh. Well, Bain Capital did it again.
Good for them.
Them and KB Toys. Toys R Us and KB Toys. They they drained them. All right, let's, I don't know. Does this go under shopping news? I want to talk about the locked loot boxes situation.
In PUBG.
I mean, I'm sure it's in other games too. I know it's in other games. But for me, it only affects me personally in PUBG. That's the only time I've come across them, or at least noticed it. Because the other day, I got a crate called a Desperado crate.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this sounds good. This sounds like I'm going to get something good.
Yep.
Which I wouldn't anyway, which we'll get into that in a second. But I look it up, and then I go to open it, and it says, oh, you need a key to open this. And then you have to pay $2.50 to get a key. It's the only way. You can't earn a key.
So you earn that box.
Yes.
So it's a loot box you earn through gameplay.
Yes.
That you could only open.
Yes. If you buy a key. But, so here's the thing. It's very interesting. So It's interesting and devious, and I think it might wind up blowing up in their face, depending on if how many congressmen get on top of this. Yeah. So what they do is, you know, whenever you earn credits to earn a loot box, to buy a loot box, you earn these crates are random, right? Just the type of crate you get is random. So you may get a locked crate or you may get an unlocked crate. So that's random. And of course, as you know, when you open the crates, the contents are random too, and there's different odds and all that shit. So anyway, so not only are you getting a crate that's useless to you unless you spend real world money, if you look at the odds of getting the good items, they're unbelievably horrible. Like less than 1%. Like way less than 1%. Some of them are like 0.1%. It's crazy. So like I Overwatch would never do this. Overwatch would never throw a locked loot box your way. I guess they couldn't because once they started.
Well, the only reason why in a game like PUBG is it bad? You know, it's bad in any circumstance.
It's really. The only progression you're getting.
And there's no reason. I mean, yes, I get it. I get what the game's all about, but still, there's not that much game there.
Right.
There just isn't that much there. So the fact that they're charging you for additional content in a game that has bare bones content to begin with makes me not like this game.
Shipwreck, do you differentiate this tactic at all any differently from just a standard, let's call like the standard Overwatch loot box system? You think it's any worse or better? Well, there's one part I missed that I didn't mention. Okay. I'm sorry. There's a couple big things that I did not mention. So if you're playing this on PC, I don't know what the situation is on Xbox. They probably don't have these locked boxes on the Xbox yet. I'm not sure. But on because that still hasn't hit 1.0. So on PC, they've already hit 1.0. You can take these loot boxes that you've earned, even the ones with the keys, or like maybe only the ones with the keys, and you can sell them on Steam. Unopened loot boxes, okay? Likewise, you can open them and sell the contents on Steam. Now, some of these rare items are worth thousands of dollars, or maybe $1,000 or $1,500. Most of them are worth like 50 cents, but you have like a 0.1% chance of getting one that's worth $1,500. Of course, PUBG Corporation gets a cut of any time of the marketplace. So anytime these items are bought or sold, PUBG's getting a cut. So they're basically artificially creating an economy by limiting the amount of loot boxes you can earn in a set period of time. They have that in place. And by making the odds on getting the good stuff just ridiculously low. And now they're soliciting you, like, sort of directly by giving you these sort of fake rewards that require real money to open. I think that this looks bad. It's going to look bad on a news report.
Yeah. And yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, my kid got a loot box and he thought he won something, but he was told he had to buy a key. It sounds predatory.
It is really predatory.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound predatory. It is predatory.
I mean, and keep in mind, this is a game. This is not a free-to-play game. This is a $30 game that sold 40 million copies on PC and a lowly 4 million on Xbox. So they're not like starving over there, right? They don't really need to do the locked loot boxing. They're already doing the regular loot box thing anyway. They're already like, you know, having us bend over for that. It's just, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way big time. And I think it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way as it gets out. So there it is. There's my locked loot box rant. Shipwreck, do you have anything to add on that? I know you hate talking about loot boxes.
Correct.
But this is different. This is sort of different.
Doing other things during this conversation.
I know.
I just kind of blank out on them just because I know I personally am never going to buy any ever.
Right.
I'm perfectly happy just with whatever games give me.
Right.
I know we're going to talk about Ghost Recon a little later again because we're all still playing it, but I'm perfectly happy with just like.
Did you open your two free boxes in Ghost Recon? We could talk about that now.
No. We're not ready for Ghost Recon yet. Fine. Don't worry. Stick with the outline, Wombat. It's there for a reason.
Excuse me.
Go with the flow, Wombat.
Are we to new game releases?
Yeah,
then?
But I'm already bored of this talk. So
yes. Okay, that's fine. Well, we're ready for new releases.
What about some boxes where you open them up and there's new games inside?
Oh, by the way, I looked up how much the crate was worth that I had won that I'm not buying the key for. It's worth 86 cents.
Ooh.
So if I sell about four of those, three of those, then I can buy a key.
This is so dumb.
So dumb. All right, new releases.
Are people still buying and selling those JPEGs on Steam?
Oh, the cards, the trading,
Yeah, whatever.
Over those cards, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. God.
Is that still
so much money? God, is Gabe's house just made out of like some material that we don't even know? I can't even say gold because
unobtainium.
Just like he's got what do they have in Wakanda again?
Vibranium.
Vibranium. He's probably got a vibranium suit, a car. Anyway, all right, new releases. Come on.
All right, there's some good games came out.
Do it.
Dragon Ball FighterZ. Came out. It's been getting good reviews. I know we really enjoyed what we played at E3 of it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the franchise, so I can't. It's not
Well, I don't think you necessarily... I mean,
I can appreciate how they made it look like a cartoon.
You're familiar enough with Dragon Ball, I'm sure.
Honestly, you'd think that I would be, having lived in Japan for 9 years and having a 10-year-old boy who lived in Japan for 7 years. But I don't know really anything.
Well, but if you could identify that a character was a Dragon Ball character.
Probably. I know there's a guy named Goku and...
Mm-hmm.
And Goku.
Vegeta?
What'd you call me?
That's another one of them. Now it's your turn to name a Dragon Ball character, Wombat.
Wait. Let's see if I can name another one.
No typing. Hands up. Clap while you answer.
I'm not. Yeah.
Clap your hands while you answer so we know you're not typing.
I'm trying to think of another one because you said Goku and you said Vegeta. I know that one because I think I had that Happy Meal toy of him.
He doesn't know it.
And then there's the Killick. Is that the green
one? See, I don't even know if he's right.
Is it that from Soul Calibur?
I think so. Yeah. Something with a K, right? Isn't there a guy with a K?
Yoda?
Yeah, the green guy. His name begins with a K.
No.
I don't know. What do you want from me? I'm not a...
The game looks good. Has it been getting good reviews?
I was just seeing how many times we could go around with the three of us.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
All right, now I'm looking up the characters.
There's Goku's son.
There's nobody with a K.
Roku, I think.
There's a guy named Cell. Oh, Krillin. Krillin.
Krillin.
Krillin.
Thank you.
He looks just like Goku, but he's bald.
And, yeah.
Wow, Google's cool. They just lay all these characters right out for you. Wow. All right.
What's Goku's son's name?
Moku. Goku Jr. Right. All right. Is the game good? The game's supposed to be good, right?
No, yeah. It's got a 88 on Metacritic.
Great. I'm glad. I know a lot of people looking forward to it.
It's done by the Arc Systems people. They make good fighting games. It's basically Blaze Blue with Dragon Ball characters in it.
Fantastic.
Nothing wrong about that.
Do Transformers next. G1 Transformers. Thank you. And He-Man.
Yes.
How about a He-Man? How about a Marvel? Not Marvel. Mattel Universe fighting game. How about that?
I don't know how about that.
What else is in the? So you got Barbie. You got He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You got Hot Wheels.
Oh, what's Transformers?
Hasbro.
I meant Hasbro.
Okay.
Sorry.
You want Transformers?
Oh, Mattel. Mattel does He-Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want G.I. Joe and Transformers and Micronauts and Mask.
I just want all the things that I like in a fighting game. Just get it. Yeah. Just have a Chibi's fighting game. All right. What else we got this week?
Celeste came out. That's a 2D hard platformer.
From the guy who made Towerfall.
Correct.
And that Towerfall is a game that got a lot of playtime in my household. We play the
shit. This isn't supposed to be much like it.
No.
It's by the same guy.
I've been watching a lot of videos of it, and it looks like it's not for me. This looks like it's a game for you, Ship.
Yeah. I'm going to pick it up.
On the Switch?
I'll play it for next week. Yeah, probably the Switch.
So you can play it on the couch?
Yeah, it seems.
Are you watching the kids? Like, yeah, I'm watching the kids. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Damn,
it looks
Celeste.
Super hard. You're probably gonna want the best controller.
That's the thing. Like that's the toss up why I haven't bought it yet. Really, is because I'm still deciding on that. But if I played with, like, I have that retro bit, fancy Super Nintendo controller.
Oh,
for the Switch, so I could definitely play it with that.
That doesn't hurt your hands.
No, that's great. Oh. It'd be great for a 2D platformer. Mm. I have the Pro Controller for Switch, too. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have that. I have two of them.
Yeah. No, that's
a great controller.
Yeah.
It is also $70.
Right.
<It's>, better be fun.
I do not have one of those.
I can't complain that Nintendo, like, didn't make a good controller with that one. Like, no. It's a modern feeling, like,
comfortable.
Nice to hold in your hands controller.
Yep. What else?
What else? We have Monster Hunter World.
Getting good reviews.
Great reviews. Let's everybody name their favorite Monster Hunter.
Killick. I think I tried playing one of these games once and it didn't go well for me. I just don't. I mean, I heard this is supposed to be more accessible, but I don't know what that means.
Well, all the other ones were handhelds, right?
No, there were some. Oh, they had on consoles.
Yeah. Those were no good though. Nobody thought
Wii U had one, and PlayStation something had it. It's been a while. Didn't since Xbox? I played one of these.
Get one too. Xbox 360, I thought, got one. Maybe in Japan, something?
Maybe in Japan. I'll take your word for it. I like Wombat, I've tried to get into these in the past, and they've been really slow starters.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. I don't know. Maybe this one is better.
It's different, I heard, because people wrote into me about that, and they said, someone said the old one took like 20 hours to basically get going, and this new one takes about 40 minutes.
All right. So. It could be a good when it goes on sale game.
How much of it do you need to play with other people and everything too? Like I have not looked into this game.
I mean, I know nothing about it.
Seeing some screenshots type of thing. It's like Monster Hunter has the exact opposite reaction in the States as it does in Japan. Like where I hear the name and I'm like, and I'll just not pay attention to that.
Right. I'm sort of interested. But I'm
good. You should buy it and let us know if that is something that Wombat and I should be interested in.
I might do that. There's no $10 off at Best Buy, is there? Not on this one. I think we've gone through. I think the only ones left on the not $10 off, $10 rewards.
I know what you mean.
I think Far Cry is the only current one.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I was going to say.
I haven't pre-ordered that. I guess I should think about that soon.
What else we got?
We have a bunch of indie games that came to the Switch.
Space Dave.
Yep, Space Dave.
And tennis. That sounds good. Tennis.
I wonder what that is.
Tennis.
I'm surprised that hasn't been released already.
One of my favorite NES games is coming to the Switch, I see, this week.
The arcade archive of the week?
Yeah, Kid Nicky Radical Ninja. I've spent a lot of time sitting on the floor of my bedroom playing that game, playing the shit out of that game. It was a very good game.
Are you familiar with that game? I am.
It's there's an arcade version of that, too.
What they're selling.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Arcade Archives. It says it right there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I understand that there's an arcade version. It says Arcade Archives, Kid Nicky. I'm looking at the box art now, and I'm like, I remember that box art.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that when I was a kid, I knew of the NES game first and then later discovered.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Because I don't think there were a lot of those arcade machines on Long Island. Not Kid Nicky's.
No.
But maybe I am wrong.
I mean, it was a Data East game, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
So it probably wasn't as prevalent as Burger King or Burger Time or Bad Dudes. But
yep. Wow. $8 though, huh?
It's a lot.
$8 for Kid Nicky. I mean, you could buy the NES game for probably 80 cents.
You probably have it in your living room.
It's oh yeah, I do. Yeah. I probably have the cartridge in my boiler room.
So
I'm sure I have the NES and the cartridge.
Let's call it like it is. You have this game in your living room already.
Right. On my bootleg arcade cabinet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't call the piracy police on me. I swear I have the cartridge here. I'm holding it right now. Look, I'm tapping against the microphone. That's proof.
Okay, what's next?
Yes.
That's about it. I think Subnautica came out for PC.
Yeah, okay.
That looks interesting.
I thought that might be something you would be interested in.
I saw my man DJ Wee talking about it, and I watched a couple of videos, and it looks like a survival game underwater where you're doing some base building and surviving with pretty impressive graphics. Might have to check that out. How much is that?
Yeah. Oh, like Iconoclast came out as well.
I don't know what that is.
That's another 2D platformer. It looks really good.
A hard one or?
I don't know if it's super hard. But that's another one that I need to pick up on. That came out for Switch as well, right? Or did it just come out for PC?
I don't know. But
it's not on our list, so
Dead Cells is coming, speaking of 2D platformers. It's coming to consoles as well. What else? Stratego multiplayer is coming to PC. We have to check that out too.
Oh wait, no, Iconoclast isn't out on Switch. I think I know it's out on PC right now. And it's later for PlayStation 4, I believe.
All right. Is that it for new releases? Or
I think that's it. There's
Lick Chan wrote in and wanted to know if we were getting Monster Hunter World. And he says, get it for PS4. I would think that would be the platform I would have to get it for, because that's where all the J nerds are. Let's be honest. You read me? You feel me?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. What else? Where are we? Wombat's multi-platforming and Overwatch Onslaught.
What? That's
where we are. Yeah.
What?
Well, there is some big Overwatch news this week. There is a new map.
Is that the Blizzard World map?
Yes. Yeah. It's the Blizzard World map, which is like a fake
Blizzard theme park.
Blizzard theme park. Yeah. Yeah. When they first announced that, I was so confused. Like, I thought they were building a real theme park somewhere. And
no, just in the game. Might. How is it? Is it cool? I heard that one actually is kind of cool.
They're all good. It's good. Yeah, it's cool. It's not like this. Only this is the cool one.
Well, that one has like fun Easter eggs.
I have. You know, when you're playing it, you don't have time to be looking for Easter eggs. You got to win. I got to get those loot boxes.
There's no navel gazing in Overwatch.
I don't have time for that. I gotta win. I gotta do right by my team. I gotta get those loot boxes.
Oh, okay. Iconoclast is out for PS4 right now, so that'll be where I get it.
Woohoo!
Yep, I will do that right now.
Yeah, it's fun, and they also added a whole bunch of new like loot to the loot boxes, to the general loot box population, which they don't do very often. Usually, they have events to introduce the new stuff, and then that's the only way you can really get them. But this is all new stuff. I didn't see the D.Va cat one that everyone's talking about. That's supposed to be pretty good, but I was not impressed by the Lucio outfit. Not as good.
As you can tell, we started talking about loot boxes, so I started buying games.
Right. What'd you just buy?
That Iconoclast.
Oh, okay.
PS4.
Got it. Let's move on to Ghost Recon.
Yeah, they had a big Ghost Recon update this week, too. It was a 15-gigabyte update. They added a new map and multiplayer mode, as well as they introduced loot boxes. These loot boxes were, I guess, interesting in the sense that, A, it's a year after the game came out to be introducing them. B, I think like 90% of what's in the loot boxes you can buy separately for more money without it
real
being
money.
Yeah, without it being in a loot box, which I guess is okay. And what else? There was one other thing, and they gave everybody two for free, so that's I guess something. But it just seems kind of weird. It's all cosmetic. Actually, it isn't, though. It isn't all cosmetic. You could also get some weapons to use in single player, so it doesn't affect there's nothing that affects multiplayer, I guess. I don't know. I'm sort of, I guess, mixed on this. I would like this better. I think, you know, there's the store, and the store uses, you know, credits as opposed to real money, and you have to buy credits. I still wish there was a way to earn credits in the game.
That's sort of the problem with it. And I don't think there's a way to earn the loot boxes.
No.
I think you just have to buy them, and yeah. $250.
I guess with the, you know, with the version of the game we have 800 credits, which is enough to get two boxes.
Don't bother.
I splurged and picked up one because I was sitting with Elliot, and Elliot said, "Get another one." So I'm like, "All right, I'll get another one."
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got the leather bomber jacket for my guy. So I'm nice. and a really good assault rifle. And I opened my two free ones. I got the Yeti hunter costume. And
oh wow.
And I got
that one.
Yeah, and some other stuff. So, you know, it's yes. Is it always fun to get stuff? Sure, it's always fun to get stuff. Would I like there to be another way for me to get this without having to spend money? Although I haven't had to spend any money yet. Yes, I would prefer that. Oh, the other thing worth mentioning is they guarantee no duplicates with the boxes. Mm-hmm.
I have a theory. You want to hear my theory?
Please, enlighten me.
They're introducing the loot boxes now because they're going to be rolling out the Battle Royale. Well, I'm not sure about this. I have two different theories. They both contradict each other. So one is that they're getting the loot boxes out now so that they can roll out Battle Royale mode. And that's how maybe the Battle Royale mode will even be like a free standalone. But I'm not sure. Like, do you think they're going to roll? I mean, this game screams like it would be perfect for Battle Royale mode.
Yes and no. I mean, yeah,
it's got everything.
It has a huge gap, and it looks great.
Perfect. I mean, the mechanics are so much better than PUBG. It's got the vehicles. It's got everything. It's got the same. It's got a realistic.
Would it
feel.
Be like it is now in Ghost Recon, where you could only carry two weapons at a time and one sidearm?
They're just gonna copy. I don't know.
That would at least make it unique.
Here's my question
on the fly.
Here's my question for Batship Industries.
Yes.
Here's my question, Batship Industries. I'm Ubisoft. I am working on Ghost Recon, and also we have Far Cry 5 coming out. Do I put Battle Royale mode into Ghost Recon, which is a game that's been out for a year, but still kind of like a dedicated player base, and we're rolling out new shit for it? Or do I wait just for Far Cry 5 and put the Battle Royale mode in that? Or do I put them in both? What do I do? Help me, Batship.
I think you put it in both, because I think you're already going to be selling enough Far Cry on its own that it's not going to hurt the sales of that if you put it in Wildlands. And
I think, why
wouldn't you put it in Wildlands when it's a fully functioning game already?
Yeah, if anything, you would put it in Wildlands, try to get it into Wildlands before Far Cry, let people play it and enjoy it in Wildlands. So when you say the mode's going to be in Far Cry 5, because people who are buying Far Cry 5 aren't buying it for that mode, they'd be like, oh, they did such a good job with it in Ghost Recon, I'm excited to play it in this Far Cry game that I'm also already planning on buying. That would be my thought process.
As a follow-up question, going forward, does it make sense for games like these, like Far Cry and Ghost Recon, if they can, to spin off free-to-play Battle Royale versions with loot box mechanics that could get us money, or do we just want to include those in our full-price $60 games?
I think a little from column A, a little from column B.
They may want to test that out.
Yeah, they haven't done it yet, so let's see what they do. Ghost Recon has big, you know, content updates that are planned over the next 4 months, which is crazy for a game that's over a year old.
Wow.
So
they haven't said what they are, though, right?
They've just gave them titles, but they haven't said what the updates are going to be.
Were any of them called Battle Royale?
But none of them are called Battle Royale. So, yeah. But that's also probably why they rolled out loot boxes, because they got to pay for these updates.
40 million people downloaded Fortnite, the free Battle Royale Fortnite.
It's amazing that no one's copied that yet. Copied that copy.
These guys, I mean, some big AAA game is going to have to do that, right? Splinter off just a Battle Royale.
Well, they did delay Anthem a year. It's coming out in 2019 now.
Yeah, nobody thought that was going to be out this year.
I don't know. Maybe BioWare's adding in that Battle Royale mode.
Oh, I'm sure they're looking at what's going on with Destiny right now and taking notes, which we can sort of lead into that.
Yeah, so people are
very quick.
I mean, it sounds to me like it's a lot of what happened with Destiny 1. But because Destiny 2 has...
Kind of opposite, though, right?
Well, yes and no. Because with Destiny 1, I think one of the problems they had was when the expansion packs came out, people who didn't own the expansion packs were sort of left behind. So you had to have the expansion packs. But it had good mechanics for those people that had those expansion packs. So it kept that community that stuck with it strong. what Destiny 2 has is people who didn't buy the expansion packs are left behind, and people that stuck with it aren't getting the same return on investment, for lack of a better term, that they got with Destiny 1. So now they're turning their back on it too. So it's sort of like it's this compounded, I would say, issue that's going on.
Mm.
Because I've stopped playing it because I don't have the expansions, and I feel like I'm...
I bought the expansion because of that good deal, right. But I have not I have not played it again since the expansion came out.
It's a little troubling because it's the news of the player disappointment in the game is reaching mainstream financial media. I saw an article on CNBC today, and you know they're not going to get all the nuance of the story, right? Because it's too complicated. So they're going to get...
Right. It looks worse than what it is, kind of. I mean,
yes and no. I mean, again, it's the game sold very well. This is a game that sold very well, and here we are, what, 5 months late? Is it 5 months? When did this game come out? September, October, November, December.
September,
Yeah. So about 5 months. We're 5 months down the line. If you have a game that was a top 10 seller for the year, and 5 months down the line, you're talking about that the player base is starting to shrink, I don't, you know, I'm like, I you know, all right. How many other games from...
Well, it's because, I think it's just because all the investors thought it would be have a longer tail to it and continue to generate revenue, which it is obviously not going to do if nobody's playing.
Yes.
Yeah, these games are designed to last several, you know, bring in money for several years.
Is it several years?
Yeah, till the next one comes out. Sure. They've spent, you know how much money, I mean, you can look it up. They spent like $500 million on this franchise to get Bungie to make this franchise.
That's the real worry, is that, is this hurting so bad that the franchise is done?
I don't know. And I think what's not going to help is that the mainstream media is not going to get all the nuance of the story. So the headline of the story becomes about the microtransactions. It's not about the weapon selection isn't pleasing to the players. It's that players do not like being forced to buy microtransactions. You know, and I know that's not the truth, but that's what comes out in the stories, because anything else is just sort of too complicated to explain to people who aren't playing the game or familiar. And that's a bad look for just gaming in general. Forget about just that one game.
It's the easy target.
It's the easy target, of course. And that's why when you start doing things like locked loot boxes, once the media gets a hold of that, it's going to sound even worse than it actually is. And I think these guys just got to be careful.
What about an investment opportunity?
I'm interested. Talk to me.
It's a beloved franchise.
I'm listening.
You can get in to this deal. You'll earn some money based upon how the sales of the game. It's only $250 to start.
What's the game?
Roller Coaster Tycoon for the Switch. Still on board? Because it still sounds... That sounds okay.
I'm not going to lie. They emailed me again about 4 minutes ago.
Well, are you one of the 40 people who have invested at this point?
Oh, no.
I do not believe so.
Yes, Atari, they launched...
Even the name that's subject of the email is Unique Investment Opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Atari, you mean the Bluetooth hat people? Bluetooth hat speaker people?
The hat speaker company.
Oh, yeah. This is really out of their wheelhouse. I mean, what are they doing making games?
Oh, there's up to 47 investors now, but you must have just invested.
I did.
For $250, do I get 20% of the company?
I think you're not. It's not a good investment.
Are you saying you wouldn't do it even for 20% of the company?
That's not what I'm saying, actually.
Oh.
I think everybody listening to this podcast, and the three of us included, would say that they could make Atari a profitable company.
I think you and I could do it.
It there's enough there to make it work. The problems there's a lot of them with this investment strategy on this Rollercoaster Tycoon Switch. So they're on this website called Start Engine, which maybe that's legit.
I've never heard of that one before.
I've never heard of it before.
What's wrong with Fig? Remember Fig?
I do.
Yes, that is where they should have gone, because that is where the gaming community is familiar with.
They've heard of it.
They understand the terms there. Like, reading through this whole thing, it is very hard to understand that you're going to get paid at any point. So there's clauses in here. There's this $10,000. Let me look at the terms. There's $10,000 that they say are this irregular use of proceeds. And it just says here, we may incur irregular use of proceeds that may include, but are not limited to, the following: over $10,000. Vendor payments and salary made to oneself, a friend, or relative. What?
Wait, what was that? Say that again.
So they are giving themselves the right to limited to the follow, but not limited. These irregular use of proceeds, over $10,000 for vendor payments and salary. So that's salary to the Atari people.
Two reasonable things.
A friend or relative.
Not so reasonable things.
Wait, they can just give them $10,000 to a friend or
more.
Relative?
Or more.
Or more. But not $500.
So
they can only give $10,000?
Right. Minimum? Their goals are, like, it's already funded, because the goal is $10,000 to $1.07 million.
Which is...
there's a range in there.
That's not enough money. Even the $1 million is not enough to probably make that game.
Well, the thought process is... so it's not Atari making the game. They're obviously going to a different company, Invisio Creations, who worked on the mobile versions of Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch.
Right.
And they also worked on Roller Coaster Tycoon World, which was the PC release that got far from favorable reviews.
Okay.
So in addition to having to go outsource the development of this, also in these terms, it comes to light that Atari doesn't own the license. Like, this version of Atari doesn't own the license to Roller Coaster Tycoon, and they're licensing that also.
Ugh.
So there's the possibility that could fall through, because they don't have an exclusivity to the Roller Coaster Tycoon name. Like, somebody else could come in and go to that branch. I don't remember if that's called Atari as well, but it's a different version of Atari than this is. Somebody could go...
Activision
or EA, yeah, could go to that company and say, we want to make Roller Coaster Tycoon on the Switch. And then you have a fully, like, funded version of this happening. That could happen.
Right. And if they don't have the license, they have to get it anyway.
No, they have a license that's just not an exclusive license. But it's still not their own. Like, they're still licensing Roller Coaster Tycoon. Yeah,
it's not the Atari that you grew up with.
They should just stick to making Bluetooth clothing.
Well, that was Bluetooth part of what this new Atari deal was. It was really more of a licensing deal of the Atari name and logo.
Lifestyle brand.
Yeah, and they were going to make, like, you know, Atari hoodies, which is fine.
I would buy an Atari hoodie.
Yeah.
Not if it had speakers in it and cost $130, but I would buy a normal hoodie.
Sure. It's got
maybe I would buy
one that's got, like, what they should do is, like, on the back, you do that, you know, the three stripes that kind of look like an A. You have the two that go down, and you have them go down the arms, and then you have one that just goes right down the middle of the back. That would look cool.
It wouldn't look like the logo, though, at that point.
Sure it would. When your arms are down, it would look like the...
There's so many... like, that's where the money is with Atari, is the licensing deals of just the logo. Because I don't think they... I don't even know what
games... I don't know, yeah. Because there's that onesie that I had made for your son. But, right. You know, they should be doing things like that because that art is amazing. But if they don't own it.
Damn.
Oh, you like art. You like the art of Atari.
Yeah.
Wombat.
Yes.
If you are at least at the $1,500 level of investment, you get one free copy of the regular edition of the book, The Art of Atari.
Which I think is like 10 bucks now. So
I have it. It's sitting right next to me.
I know you have it.
It's a great, book.
I need to get that.
Yeah, it's right over there by Optimus Prime on my desk.
I am familiar with the book.
If you're at the $750 level, Wombat, mm-hmm. if that's more your liking.
Yes.
So you get the all investors perk with all of these, which is that you have the option to have your name listed on the investor site page. That's the perk for being an investor at all, is you have the option to have your name on the page. But at the $750 level, you also get a coupon for 25% off the street price of this game that you've invested in.
They don't just send you a copy of the game for $750.
You get a coupon for 25% off. Yeah,
like, you know what? I want to stop. I want to stop talking about it because it's just making me angry. Don't invest in this nonsense. Let's talk about Game Pass.
That's something you should probably invest
in. Game Pants, did you say?
Yes, Game Pants and Game Pass.
From Atari?
From Atari. No, from Microsoft. I would buy that.
Game Pants. Atari, call me. I got ideas.
God, I still want to. Like, this is still tempting to just like throw $250 at and see what happens.
Only Shipwreck would say that.
Yep. Yeah.
Only enters Shipwreck's brain.
Yep.
Everyone else is like, I'm going to avoid this shit.
If you think about it, like the $250 that everybody was going to throw at the Atari box that got pulled at the last minute and still is like in ghost land.
Right.
Like that they pulled like 1 week, like back in December, they said, we're going to have pre-orders for this Atari box on this day. And then like a day before it, they're like, that's not happening.
Right.
We're not having pre-orders. So if you take the $250 that you were going to spend on the Atari box and just,
but I wasn't going to spend $250 on this.
Basically, I think Atari's strategy is give us $250.
Right.
So what is your investment strategy, Mr. Atari? $250. Sorry.
Shipwreck. How much would you pay? Let's say you could get some investors together, you know, get some money together, whatever, some of your own savings. Do you think that you could realistically buy the Atari brand and make some money out of it just by selling like t-shirts and shit? Do you think these guys, like, how long before these guys would sell it?
Because they don't, I mean, these might be nice guys, but they
have some weird ideas about what to do with the brand.
Right. They're reaching here. I mean, it obviously, Roller Coaster Tycoon Switch sounds like a winner because it says Switch after it.
Right. Centipede. Why not Centipede?
Switchipede.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft.
All right.
Yep.
Where we can talk about the big Game Pass news. Game Pass is their sort of Netflix of game service for $10 a month. Which I think the library has about 100 games in it right now,
mm-hmm.
but
more.
They just announced more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more than 100. There's a lot of games in there. Yeah. I'm a subscriber.
Oh, cool. Well, now if you subscribe, you will get the first party games included with your Game Pass. So
at launch.
So that's Sea of Thieves, Crackdown. I guess the Forza games when they come out.
A Halo game if it comes out. Ooh.
That seems, there's a question later. Where's this question here? Okay, so now think about that. That's a pretty good deal. You're paying, you know, $10 a month. So you're paying $120 a year. If two of these games come out a year that you were going to buy anyway, you're breaking even right there.
Yes.
That seems pretty good to me.
Yes.
And related, at CJ23K writes in and says, is Game Pass a sustainable business model? At $10 a month, or do you see a Netflix-like price increase in the near future before Crackdown, Halo 6, Forza 8, etc.?
If enough people are subscribers and they're making that guaranteed revenue each month, and people are continuing to support this because they want those games, then it makes perfect sense. There could be a lot of money made here.
I think they must be doing the way I view this, they must be doing okay with it as is, if they're willing to say, okay, let's go get some more people on this, which is what this looks like if you throw the new games out there. A little bit of combination of that, a little bit of, does Sea of Thieves have a lot of loot box stuff?
I don't know. I don't know that they've said anything about it. I don't think it does, but it must, right?
I'm just trying to wonder how Sea of Thieves is going to make money. Because it seems like, I know the beta is going on right now, but I don't know.
Well, again, it's a first party game, so it's really more about if most of the downloads for this game, and if the majority of players are through the Game Pass, I'm sure there's something set up in their ecosystem where they get their revenue that they would require to keep Rare open or make this successful. I'm sure that's part of this setup.
Right. Sea of Thieves, I know this much. It needs people to play it for it to be successful.
Which is also why it's a good idea to do that with this game. To do it with every game is surprising, but to do it with Sea of Thieves makes sense for that reason.
I'm pretty interested in Sea of Thieves.
I know you are. The only thing that I find interesting with this is they don't entice you to lock you in for a year. You know, I could do this. I could spend $9.99 for a month and try Sea of Thieves, and if I get bored with it after a month and there's nothing else on there I want, I could just cancel. There's nothing to keep me there. It's not like if I pay $9.99 now, I can't just like wait for Crackdown to come out and pay $9.99 later.
Right.
There should be like a 12-month plan
discount.
Like $20 off, you know, $100 for a year, as opposed to, or a really good deal, like $60 for a year, although that's crazy. You know, it's just...
Yeah, that's
live prices. That's why I said
For free. What about a free for a year?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, it's like $80 to $100 for a year, something to lock you in.
It would be... The best we could do would be $100.
Yeah, right. But pick up some cheap Xbox credit somewhere and use it to pay for the service.
Yeah, but it should be $100 for a year or $9.99 a month. I think that's the one mistake they're making. Right. Because they need to entice you to do a bigger upfront purchase and keep you in that ecosystem longer. So when that year is up, you're like, I'll renew.
I'm sure they're still figuring this out because ultimately, I mean, if they can find a way to somehow bundle this with live, obviously it'd be more expensive. But if you go back to have like a silver and a gold tier of Xbox Live.
Well, I mean, if it was Game Pass plus Live for $150 a year, it's not terrible. That's not terrible at all. It's $120 just for Game Pass, and Xbox Live is $50. So
Xbox Live Platinum?
Sure. Includes Game Pass for $150. Yeah. And it gets you locked into both services for a year.
Microsoft, call us. Batship Industries.
It just makes sense.
Got all the answers.
And as the consumer, you're saving, 20%, which is, as I think we've learned through Best Buy, that's kind of the magic number for instant discount. For launch day discount, the magic number is 20%. Oh, I'm on the fence about buying this. Well, you could get it 20% off and play it on day one. Oh, I'm more interested in that now. It seems to be the magic number. Like 10.
That's why I'm thinking about Monster Hunter.
Yeah. But at 10% off, like they do with the EA Access stuff, I'm like, I've never bitten on something because it was 10% off. Just saying.
Right. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
10% is not enough to get it.
It's not, but something about 20. It sounds like, I should buy the whole year. It's 20% cheaper. Even though,
I know.
Yeah. You get it.
All right. Let's move on.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about PUBG and their loot crates earlier, but we forgot to mention that they're got a promotion on Xbox because they reached 4 million players. They're giving out, 30,000 battle points to anybody who's played the game.
You can't just give those away.
Well, I mean, you could be getting locked loot boxes.
What's that gonna do to the way the economy and
Because they're, 'cause here's what they're going to do. Well, first of all, the game's not really out on Xbox. So they don't have those locked ones yet. And they and there's no marketplace for selling them. So they don't have to worry about the economy as much on Xbox. I think that's probably why they're doing it. Also, I think they still do limit you into how many loot boxes you can get in a week. So even if you have 30,000 battle points, I think you can still only get 6. But that is a lot. That's crazy because those loot boxes are there are 750, I think. And each one you buy gets more expensive. But whatever. It's better than no free battle points.
Yeah, whatever. I'll get those battle points and I'll get open up some boxes just for the hell of it.
Yeah. That's where are we now? I picked up Absolver for the PC. We're sliding into the PC area now.
Yep.
Humble Bundle had it on sale. Not Humble Bundle. Humble Store had it on sale for $15. And that's that was my price. So it's a it's like a MMORPG fighting game. But maybe not MMORPG. Let's say online multiplayer. I guess it's not like really massive. But it's a, you know, it's a fighting game that you play online. You create a character, you defeat other dudes online, and you basically get their goodies and level up. It's not as sort of AAA as I was expecting, I guess. I mean, I wasn't expecting AAA, but I was expecting, I don't know. It's a very simple look. The game's got a very simple look to it, and it's not necessarily doing it for me. It has a very low budget look to it. But so I don't know. I only played a little bit of Absolver, but it hasn't drawn me in yet.
It's on sale, the physical version of it for PS4, which is one of those like special reserve games. It's the only place you can buy that.
Yeah.
It's on sale for right now for $25.
All right. All right. Let's hit the CAG bag. Everyone's dying here.
Yeah.
Still there, Wombat?
I'm still here.
Okay. At Matt M. Scotty Lowry writes in and asks, do you think the Battle Royale game type will continue to dominate the gaming market, or do you think it will start to slow down in 2018? Well, we haven't seen that many. I'm waiting for the floodgates.
It's really going to be about the saturation. If it doesn't get oversaturated, if people really don't jump on it, it may not slow down. I don't know.
Everybody's doing it, though. I mean, who's not adding this to their game right now, right? I mean,
well, we haven't seen it yet.
I know, because somehow Fortnite was able to crank a quality one out like it was child's play, but everybody else, you know, I guess has to deal with reality. I don't know how those guys did it. At ODX writes in and asks, how will Doc's return be received? He's talking about Dr. Disrespect. He's coming back first week in February.
Good for him.
He's been out for
fucking ladies.
Over a month. For what? What'd you say?
Fucking ladies.
He's been out for on the air, on a live video, or maybe it was pre-recorded.
I don't know.
Pre-recorded video. He revealed to everybody that he cheated on his wife, and he took some time off to, I don't know, deal with that.
Uncheat.
Did he do it in front of a suicide victim? Because if he didn't, then really, what's the big deal?
So his question, I'm trying to answer this guy's question here. I think that people will forgive him. I don't know about his family, but I think his viewers love him, and it's not going to even put a mild dent into his viewership. In fact, it might even bump it up a little bit.
That's what happened to that guy, the suicide forest guy.
It bumped him up?
Yeah, bumped him up.
Honestly, like my opinion is that that's his business and his family's business. It doesn't affect me at all. It's not like, let's say he, instead of this, I don't know, actually.
Why are you talking about it if you didn't?
I feel like a hypocrite. Let me tell you, am I hypocritical if I watch his stream again? Because I stopped watching Top Gear when it got out that Jeremy Clarkson punched the producer in the face because the guy didn't have his dinner ready.
No, that's not it being hypocritical. You stopped watching the show because one guy was violent and abusive. Okay. Was he violent and abusive to anybody?
Or, no, he cheated on his wife.
He cheated on his wife. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Yeah, obviously, that's a very bad thing. But
it's sort of none of my business.
That's more along the lines of we don't know what was going on in their marriage. We don't know anything.
Right.
But you don't just punch someone in the face for getting your dinner order wrong. Also, isn't that guy also a
what
racist?
What if you're really hungry? What?
Isn't the Top Gear guy also a racist, too?
It's the same guy, yeah.
Yeah, like there's a lot of reasons to not like that guy. This guy, he made a mistake. And I, you know, he
I'll
says
give him another chance.
You could give him.
It's not even my business to give him a chance or not. Yeah. I find his stream entertaining. I guess I can get over it.
A lot of people have cheated. The current president of the United States of America
is cheating right now.
She has cheated on his allegedly. Cheated on his first wife with his second wife. So that's not alleged.
He
did.
Porn star with his wife too,
and then the second wife with a third wife.
Yes. So
and then the third porn star with a third wife.
Then you're doing no different than anyone who is willing to vote for our current president.
So you're saying Dr. Disrespect is really, really very presidential.
Yes. Yes.
And he should be rewarded.
I'm not saying he should be. Yes, he should be rewarded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At Super Game 2038 asks, how many Nintendo Labos do Elliot and Sabrina want?
I don't think they know it exists, but I know Elliot wants his own Xbox now. So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that, though.
No, right? No. It's not happening. I'm just saying, I know he wants one. Doesn't mean he's getting
it. Sure. Oh, hell yeah.
Xbox for every room.
Yeah, exactly.
Ty tells me all the kids are getting a phone next year when they go to start junior high.
So that doesn't surprise me.
I know. It's crazy.
Maybe, but it's not that surprising.
It's not. It's not. It's just crazy to me that I can't really say, come up with a good reason for no. At Shimra writes in and says, with everything that went down with Logan Paul, how much do you monitor what your kids watch on YouTube?
What we just talked about, that Logan Paul person.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot doesn't really watch YouTube. He just likes to play Roblox, which also needs constant monitoring because that's also a cesspool of video gaming.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I hate it so much.
I don't know
what
that is. I won't let Ty do it.
Oh, I hate Roblox.
It sounds bad. It just sounded bad.
Hate it.
Another free-to-play game. Like,
Yeah, I don't like it. I know some people love it. I don't understand it. It's Sabrina, we trust, you know. We know what she watches. My wife is much better at monitoring it than I am, but we do know what she watches. And, yeah, she's fine. She's been into this app lately anyway where you, like, make little music videos anyway.
I just heard about that tonight. No, music.ly or something?
Which one? Not music, music. Not Musical.ly.
Musical.ly. Okay.
There's a new one. There's like a newer one.
I'm not up.
We've been doing Musical.ly. Musical.ly's old news. Now there's a newer one.
Sorry.
Emily just watches Sonic Boom.
Is that kid friendly?
Yeah. It's cute. Hmm.
Yeah, I saw you on Twitter. You said it was pretty good.
Yeah, no. It's for Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, it's very well written.
Ty watches YouTube on my account, so I can just go into the history and see everything that he
well,
watched.
That's what my wife does too. So,
and he really just these days he's only watching, God, I forgot what it's called, but it's these guys who play, it's like a Minecraft mod with Pokemon, I think.
Okay.
It's like they're playing Pokemon. It looks like Pokemon, but it looks like Minecraft.
It's not like AFMAO or something like that. Does he watch that?
Who?
AFMAO?
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. Or Dan TDM?
That sounds familiar, but I don't think he watches him anymore. Yeah. I think he just watches these Pokemon dudes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because it's all the same crap where it's like it looks like Minecraft, but it's a show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're just searching for Pokemon and talking about Pokemon things. And once in a while, they drop a curse, but it's all right.
Yeah.
So do I.
I was going to say, you just got to, we've so moved past that in my house. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. I've.
You know what it is? It's funny because the more swear words my kids hear, the more embarrassed they get by it. And the more they're like, I will never say those words. I'm like, all right.
It's true. If it's not cool, if you do it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I don't swear that much in front of my kids for everyone who's listening. Right.
Don't worry. We're not judging you. Yeah. Shanafan writes in and says, since Wabat tends to like the lesser appreciated superhero movies like Man of Steel.
I don't like Man of Steel, but anyway.
Did Wombat enjoy Spider-Man 3? It's still my number one favorite superhero movie. Does lesser appreciated, is that like code for bad?
Spider-Man 3 is bad. Sorry, Shanafan. Spider-Man 3
is that the Doc Ock one?
That's Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 3 is Venom and New Goblin and Sandman.
It's so bad. Spider-Man, Doc Ock is great.
That's the good one. Spider-Man 3, the one where he... does the Saturday Night Fever one?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
It's there a bad movie.
All right.
Sandman is good in that movie.
Yeah. He was good.
That's Sam Raimi only wanted to have Sandman, and the studio told him he had to have
you
Venom.
You could tell.
Yeah.
Because there's like two movies in that movie.
You're right.
Okay. We got to wrap this up because I'm like dying here.
Yep. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. You know where to follow us. Fuck it.
Bread's done.
Open the jar.
The powers of evil control Castle Grayskull.
Oh, yeah, Dad, watch Ram-Man power. I'll get us inside here.
Ram-Man, He-Man, and Castle Grayskull, each sold separately. You have to put the castle together.
Ram-Man, use your head.
I just did.
Not that way.
We have a prisoner.
Good. Who's the prisoner?
You are, because we have the power.
Oh, no. Ram-Man and He-Man from the Masters of the Universe collection, each sold separately. Castle Grayskull also sold separately from Mattel.